He came. I requested him to be there. Oh, fooding, lodging, everything, serving him. Anyhow, he was ready to take renounce order. When he was ready, he told me, I was very fearing from taking sannyas order. Very fearing. When I was young, anyhow, I was fortunate to meet Prabhupada, his Gurudev, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he was very much attracted to his personality, especially by his Harikatha. And then he decided that I must take initiation. And he realized that all worldly happiness is like a poison. They cannot give happiness. For some days, couple of days, we must be old. We must die. We must give up everything. Not a hair we can take. So from boyhood, we should chant and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I was very much attracted. And then I requested him to initiate. And he initiated me. After that I began to read Bhagavatam. And in Bhagavatam I saw one sloka. Yada jasya anugrahnami harishe tat dhanam shanai. To whom I become merciful and to whom I have so much mercy, sprinkle mercy, I take them all their wealth, reputations, and making them beggar, totally beggar. Then I was very upset. If I am chanting and remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, then I must be, Krishna will take my all wealth. Now I have Bengal Chemical. Everything he will take. Then what I will do? Even he will take my sons and daughters and everything. I became upset. But never stopped chanting and remembering and reading Bhagavatam. Went on. And I saw one day that my everything is going on. I was manager and supreme of that factory, medical factory. I will have to resign from any reason. I resigned. Then what to do? Then I am come to Allahabad. And there I established my own, again, factory. First it was okay. After some time,
failure.
Then I was remembering, all due to chanting and remembering. But even I never stopped. I will say, I will see, oh, end of end, what becomes. Then I took a shop in a very prominent place, medical shop, and where prime ministers of India used to come and to take medicine from them. But unfortunately, after a couple of years, failed. Then, even he never stopped. After some time, he took a job of medical representative of his own, not from any other company. He used to make so many medicines, or like eaches, or so many. And he used to go to shop. But after some time,
failure.
At that time he came to Mathura. Nothing was in hand. Nothing to wear and to take. I helped him so much and honored and kept him like my Gurudev. And then I requested, you are so highly qualified and your Prabhupada has told you to preach in Western countries in English language. How and why you are not taking sannyas? Then he told this story, that if anyone sincerely chant and remember, quickly Krishna will take all the obstacles in bhajan. These are obstacles. Now we are not realizing this, but really these are obstacles of life. These are made by illusory maya to attract. Maya never wants that from my kingdom anyone should be released and they should go to Goloka Vrindavan. But also you should know. Then he took sannyas and he came to Western countries. And what became? Oh, he became king of king, emperor, more than emperor, Maharaj. No? All kinds of affluence. Yeah. But not attached. You can hear one thing more. You know Maharaj Yudhishthir? Among five Pandavas. Oh, they were cheated by Maharaj Dhritarashtra for his son Duryodhan. He cheated. And he wanted that my sons should be in power and they should be driven out. Anyhow, at that time Pandavas had nothing. One day Krishna came to meet Pandavas and he was meeting. Pandavas was very happy. Yudhishthira Maharaj told, are you happy? Yes, I am very happy. Oh, I want a boon. Oh, what boon? He smiled and told, what boon you want? I want that you should give me so much high class of wealth. Oh, he began to smile again. What more? I want a very beautiful wife. More? A very beautiful and qualified Oh, strong sons, so many. Then he asks, why you want all these things? Then he told that, I'm very worried that now all human beings are worried that those who will do bhajan of Krishna, chant and remember, they will be very soon
street beggars, homeless.
And homeless. So I want that I should be wealthy with children, wife, kingdom, so that whole world will know that by chanting and remembering and doing bhakti of Krishna, all can become oh so wealthy, so healthy, so good family with, like a rulers. So, Krishna gave him. Those who want, Krishna rejects them. I will not give you. If you want to be pure devotee. But if any devotee does not want anything, then what he comes? Oh, he gives everything. So Prahlad Maharaj, he never wanted anything, but he made him a high class of king. You know, so many. Vibhishan was a bhakta. He never wanted anything, but he gave the kingdom of Lanka. So if you will want anything from him, then he will take you and make you a straight beggar. And if you tell that, oh, I want, don't want anything, then he will know that, oh, he will not be attached. Then he may be so much, so much. But he will not be attached. In a day, like Pandava, they left everything, kingdom, wife, children, everything, and they went to forest to meditate Krishna. Draupadi even was not attached. One was there, not attached. Prahlad Maharaj, having so much, not attached. But we are attached. So much. We have no confidence on him. So be confidence. Have confidence on Krishna. No need of giving Krishna. Krishna name will give you what you will desire. But don't desire. So I told you last day perhaps, what is the nature of pure bhakti? I told, what?
Krishna takes everything away and you still...
No, yesterday I told.
That was at the house of Govinda Dasi. Yeah. Almost everyone, they were not there.
Oh,
they were
not there. So what I told you should tell.
I was not there, but I heard.
Oh, you never told.
Sarvato Dongsaro.
The intrinsic nature of bhakti. Oh, what is that slok?
Sarvata dongsa rohita satyapi dongsa karani tad bhava bandhana
yuna.
Anani mamata vishno samyak masunita
samyak masunato
swanto mamata atishayankitaha bhava sahaya
santa. When by chanting and remembering, your heart will be melted. Oh, so much melted. Tear always full of eyes. And so much mamata in Krishna, myness, not yourness.
I am yours,
you are mine. Oh, Krishna is mine. So much thick. And then, oh, these kinds of bhav, very much thick. then it is called prema. Some symptoms of prema is that only to give, not to take anything. A prema, Krishna will want to give you everything. But that devotee who is going to have prema, oh, never he will take anything. Only his service. That is why a devotee like Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, Padabhya yostava vina varadashyami nannat kadapi samaye kila devida sakhyayate mama namasto namasto nityam dashyayate mama rasostu. What is the meaning?
Here, in this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami,
if anyone wants to sleep, they can sleep no harm. Should I send some pillow to sleep more? Oh, this ship is running. Oh, very well.
Because you are the captain.
Go on.
In this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is...
Naran Maharaj is very bitter, very rough. Always disturbs in sleeping and taking.
Raghunath Das Goswami, in this verse, he is absorbed in his mood. As a maidservant of Radharani, Radharani is offering, oh, I want to give you a benediction. What do you want? You can take anything from me. Oh, so in this mood, she is saying, Padabdeyas tapavina paradasyameva. Oh, Srimati Radhika, I don't want anything from you. Only one thing, paradasyam. I want to serve you in the most excellent way. What is that? Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari, they're serving Radharani in so many ways. Tambulapana Pana Madana Payodana Visara Divi, Brindaranya Maheshwarim Prayatiyas Yastoshanti Priya, Prana Presta Saki Kiladik, Pikilasa and Kochita Bumikai, Kelly Bumishu Rupa Manjari Mukasta Dasikar Song Shaye. Elsewhere, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying, I take shelter of Rupa Manjari and her group. Why? Because they're making tambul, massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, arranging for her to meet with Krishna, bringing very cool and refreshing water, fragrant water, at the right times. They, when Radha and Krishna meet together in the Kunjas of Vrindavan, they know what Radharani needs, and at the right time, at the right things, they bring them and they render all services. So they are very, very expert in this. They are so expert in this that when Krishna sees them, he becomes amazed. And a desire comes in his heart also. Oh, how they serve Radharani. I would also like to serve like this. So even they inspire Krishna in seva to Radhika. So this is the speciality of the Manjaris. Even Lalita and Vishakha, they cannot go and serve Radha and Krishna when they're meeting together very intimately. With Raghunath Das Goswami, he's thinking, oh, if I can be in the group of Rupa Manjari and serving with this mood, Palya Dasi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, then freely I can come and go and serve my Swamini Srimati Radhika. This is the speciality.
Oh. If you want to do bhajan, you should know that I am not this body. This body is you are not. This body is mortal. One day you were very small baby, very beautiful. And after that you became young, very more beautiful. Oh, and then old age the girly waiting. And you must be old. If the wealth of whole world will be collected And you can buy medicine, you can bring so many doctors from whole world, even from America, Houston and all other places. Oh, they cannot save. You must be old. Surely. Your teeth will go. Your intelligence will go. Your strongness will go. And one day, helpless, oh, you'll have to give up this body. And it will be given in ground. And so many worms will come from this. You must know. What you have collected for whole life, lives and lives you have collected. Oh, you cannot take it. Your hair, what to tell all the wealth, and you die. You must die. Lamenting, lamenting, lamenting. You should remember all these things. You are the part and parcel of Supreme Personality, Godhead. Always remember. You should also notice one thing. Why a person comes in a very wealthy family? Why? And one comes blind, no backbone, deaf, in very poor family, why he comes? Can you tell? Oh, now this big gyan cannot tell. This scientific things, they cannot tell. There are no questions, no answer of these things. Why it becomes? He had done nothing? Oh, he has done. In his past births, we'll have to admit past births. So they have done some wrong thing, and that is why. Soul is eternal. We are coming from the first creation, first, very beginning. But we are not knowing that who are, who we are. We are part and parcels of God. So bringing from your life, you should chant and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you can be happy. Otherwise you will never happy, never and never. So always remember these things. And chant one-pointed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Hey, Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Gaura Bhaktavinda,
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Gaura Bhaktavinda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Namananda Rupam Murari. You remember? Birimakatan is Dharma Dhyana Puja. Or Madhura Madhura Metat. You should define. Appreciation and realized with relation with Krishna. Being pure, no offenses, then Krishna Prema will come and it will attract Krishna very soon, very soon. Krishna will come. Why? Oh, I want a dust of this kind of devotee's mind. Because I am in debt to them. I cannot
repay them.
Because they have left everything for me. Whole wealth, all kinds of happiness they have left. Wife, children, everything for me. So I cannot repay them. So he is walking behind that bhakta, that feet dust should come and touch me, and then I will be pure. No. Oh, how this is. So don't have any doubt. You should doubt in your wealth, money. But don't have any doubt Krishna. On Krishna name. Oh, he says desire tree. You know desire tree? What is desire tree?
Whatever you want you can attain by simply desiring it.
Can you explain it? A story that I used to tell?
Nanda Babu
knows. Brikasur.
No, I know that story.
Brikasur.
Come on. After that you will.
There was a king on horseback riding through the forest.
Yeah.
Gradually the night started to set in.
You know this story?
Okay. Oh.
We will hear after.
After engaging in his various activities, he gradually became very tired and sat under a tree in Vrindavan. He was very, very hungry, and he was thinking, if I only had something nice to eat, I would be so happy. Immediately there was an opulent plate of food before him, and he very satisfactorily ate that entire plate. Then he thought, oh, I'm so tired. But this floor is so hard, if I had a nice bed to lie on. And immediately there was a beautiful, opulent, soft bed. And he began to rest. Very quickly the night became dark. And all of a sudden there was a tiger's roaring. And the king immediately...
Free. And everything can come.
Okay.
Anything, what?
Yes, I agree. But at first he heard the roaring of tiger. The tiger was not there. How he can hear the tiger?
Oh, desire tree. If that Vrindavan can give you love and affection for Krishna, this?
Tiger.
A tiger. Why not come? Oh, you have no... you have no faith in Krishna name.
Hare Krishna. So, another example. Okay, what may be? So, desire tree. So, what is the result of desire tree? So, we have heard one sloka from Gurudev. Chintamuni loka sukham suradru sarga sampadam prayachati pita guru vaikuntha yogi durlabham.
He took any chili, perhaps.
Chintamani loka sukham. There is a jewel named Chintamani. Chintamani means what you will think, they will fulfill your desire immediately. It's called Chintamani. What you, how you can gain from that jewel? Only loka sukham. You can get happiness only for about this material world, not beyond material world. And suradru means desire tree or kalpa viksha. How can get from desire tree? Suradru sarga sampadam. You can get the happiness of this material world and up to heavenly planet where King Indra is king there. Not more than that. But if you serve any bona fide Gurudev, how you can gain, what you will gain from him, serving him?
Panchakalpatur.
Prajachati Pita Guru Vaikuntha Yogi Durlavam. By serving Gurudev, you can attain going beyond Vaikuntha, the service of divine couple. How he is serving, he will help you and he will make you bona fide to serve divine couple in same way. So we have no need with the desire tree and no need with chintamani. Better you have to take shelter under the guidance of bona fide Gurudev in good association. We shall serve Gurudev, then what, where we shall go? Going beyond Vaikuntha and we shall serve divine couple like Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Now, Nandagopal Prabhu should speak.
Thing or any bad thing, whatever comes into the mind, it's giving. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one shlok, Krishna is saying, Ami Bigya.
We have compared what we want in for that only side, not for all round side. In this world, there is nothing to compare with name or Krishna. Only like, Krishna is common name. This is not compared, but it's still something to make an idea only, one-sided, not all round. So this is for only one side, not all round.
I'm thinking, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, Ami Bigya, I am a learned person, I am wise. If anyone asks me for some material things, why should I give them these useless things?
But in the beginning, when Krishna wished something, and he came to this world, why Krishna could not check them? Don't wish like this. Why?
Because they have independence. Krishna gave them the jewel of a free will.
That is why. So any comparison for name and Krishna, or give him one-sided, not all-round.
What will be the speciality? If someone is chanting Nam independently, and someone is chanting Nam, they have material desires and they're independent. And someone is, they have material desires, but they're in association.
Oh, then they will, after enjoying material, all these things, and like Dhruva, like others, they will forward.
Then Krishna told, who has taken shelter of bona fide Gurudev, then Krishna told, she is foolish, but I am learned. Why I shall give him like poison? I should not give him poison.
Yes.
I shall give the nectar of my lotus feet and I shall make him forget to that material.
Acha, who is more stronger, Yudhishthir or Bhim Arjun? Who is more stronger? Arjun or Bhim?
Arjun.
More than Bhim and Yudhishthir Maharaj?
Physically, Bhim is...
Tumake jigyas tumi kotha. He knows everything. Master of all.
Master of all. Jack of all trades. Master of
all. Student of all. Student of all.
All Pandavas and Kunti, mother, and Draupadi, all were very thirsty. No? In Kamyakban, they were drawing, very suffering for water. Yudhishthira Maharaj told Bhim that you should go and search water and bring water for also us. He went following some birds. Some birds were coming and going. Oh, surely they are going for water. And he searched a very good pond. Water very, very clear, very sweet. He went there and saw that, oh, very good pond. And he wanted to take some water for drinking himself. And then he has some pot to take water for them. But when he went down and he was about to take water, at once any jaksha came. Jaksha, you know? What?
Mysterious person.
Phantom.
In English, no?
Jaksha? Like a ghost.
Like a ghost.
Like a ghost. Big ghost. He appeared and told, don't take water without my permission. First give me answer of my question and then you can take. Otherwise, no. Bhim thought that, I have club, I am very strong. What this ghost can come? And he took the club and entered in the pond and he began to take water with his handcuffs. But at once he fell down, Arjun, and became senseless. Arjun came. Arjun was sent by Yudhishthira and he was searching and he came there. And he was also very thirsty. So he wanted to take water, but he also became like that. After Sahadev, Nakul came. They also became faint. Then he became worried. Yudhishthira Maharaj, then he came. And then what became? He also wanted to take water. But that yaksha came, big ghost, and warned him, don't take water, otherwise you will be like your all brothers. Then, first answer my question and then you should take water, otherwise don't. Then he told, you can ask your question. He stopped his drinking water, and he was not so in hurry. He checked everything. He controlled and he told, you can question. What are your questions? Then he put question. Then, this is very long story, and he was satisfied by 5-6 questions. And then he told that, I want that you can take one of your these brothers and they will be in life. They will come to life. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj thought, we are 3 brothers from Kunti. Yudhishthira, Arjun, me. And from mother, Madri, only 2. So, I want to be one of me and one of them. Then he told that, Nakul should come in life. Then he told, again I asked, why you told not for Bhim and Arjun, only for your Sahadev, Nakul? Then he told, I am one of my eldest of my mother, Kunti, and Nakul is eldest among Madri. So I told, then you are very liberal. Strong, liberal, generous, knowing all the tattva of dharma, so this your brother should come. All brothers, then all brother came. What Arjuna and Bhim cannot do, he can do. So, this is in worldly thing, but he is controlled by Bhim, Arjun and Draupadi. They are more superior than them. So much superior. Krishna can serve Arjun, no harm. He can serve. he can drive his chariot. And he will take care of his horses also and obey him like a servant. He may give his sister to him and marry him. So we should know all these things. Bhakti is superior.
Gurudev, when speaking about the intimacy of Arjuna and Krishna, you told the Leela that they were lying together on the bed,
yes,
with Arjuna's feet on Krishna's chest and Krishna's feet on Arjuna's chest. Is it that Krishna's name was coming out from the portholes of Arjuna's body, yes, the sound of Krishna's name?
Yes, from mouth coming. And from his all pores.
The even. Sound vibration of Krishna's name.
Yes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Wonderful. Then you cannot imagine of gopis how much from even not only the pore, from all round, from one ear, Krishna, Krishna. Not Krishna, Radharaman Krishna, Radharaman Krishna. Like this. You cannot imagine how Krishna is merciful and how more Radha is merciful. And more Krishna.
Competition
going on. Who is greater? Greatest? You cannot. Krishna worships Radhika, feet dust. And Krishna, Radhika. And Radhika, oh, Krishna dust. We are in fourth. Oh, Prabhu, we are in fourth or third?
No, we are coming in fourth.
Fourth port or?
Vancouver's just here.
Yes, very close.
We're here.
Very near.
5 minutes.
10 minutes.
Very good. Very good. Gaur Premanande. Now you should be ready to
avail your car.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Gaur Premanande Hare
Hare. You were explaining how our Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami was trying so many businesses and they all failed. And my thought on this is that Prabhupada was a devotee from birth. So what was the need to keep him a failure?
To show others, for examples. Oh, Krishna sets examples from his pure devotees. No harm. He can set examples from gopis, from Rukmini, Satyabhama, from Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They left everything, they became beggars, street beggar, more than street beggar, no harm. Use your intelligence and try to reconcile all these things. Krishna, you saw in the drama day before yesterday, Krishna was beggar, street beggar for what? You saw? He was begging? What? Oh, give me your anger. Show these things. We should avail our car.
Yes.
Go.